Starting Ksuvos Daf Ayin Aleph, and we're going to pick up at the very first line of the Daf. The Mishnah was discussing the concepts of Hamadiris Ishtay Milahonos Lai. So we said Ad Lamed Yoim Yamed Parnas. So for the first 30 days, we said that the Mishnah was talking about Mizainis, that he has to be Maimed Parnas. And then afterwards, we said, so 30 days, we said, after 30 days, Yetzi V'yitain Ksuba, to which Rabbi Yehuda came to argue, and he said, it depends if it's a Yisrael or a Kayin. So when the Mishnah said Yisrael, it said, Rabbi Yehuda, Eimer, be Yisrael, Chaydash Echad, Yekayim, Vishnayim Yetzi. So the question is, the Tanakhama said, Ad Lamid Yoim, Yamid Parnas, and Rabbi Yehuda said, be Yisrael, Chaydash Echad, Yekayim. What's the difference between Lamid Yoim and a Chaydash? Are they arguing in Yisrael? So Rabbi Yehuda Aimer b'Yisrael Chodesh Echad. So the Gemara asks, "Hainu Tanakama?" The Tanakama said, "Yamid Parnas 30 days." Rabbi Yehuda says, "B'Yisrael Chodesh Echad." Amar Abaya, "Kai Henes Asash Lashminon." That you're right. There is really no Chodesh in the Yisrael part. It's just Rabbi Yehuda said, "B'Yisrael, it's Chodesh Echad." The Kayin, it's 2 months, like we explained. The Kayin want to give you more time because Kayin can be Masters Grushasai. So there is no Chodesh in the Yisrael. That's what he says. La Davka. Okay, that Rava Amar know that there is a difference. There's a very slight difference between Shleishim Yaim and Chaydash Echad. Rava Amar Chaydash Malev Chaydash Chasar Etibainayu. There's a difference in regards to the Tanakhama says 30 days, full 30 days, and Rabbi Yehuda says a month. If it's a Chaydash Chasar, according to Rabbi Yehuda, that would also, you don't want to be for those 29 days, just for that month. Okay, so it could be a difference of, depending on the month, up to 1 day. Amar Rav. Now, this whole, and we had a very similar Gemara just a couple weeks ago. Amar Rav, loy shanu ela b'mefarish. That this whole din that we said, that hamadris ishta milahonis loy, that a husband made a neder that his wife can't have mezainis, we said, ad lamid yoim, or contribute Yehuda chedesh, however you learn that. Okay, but ad lamid yoim, mamid parnis, that whole din is loy shanu ela b'mefarish. That's only if, when he made the nether, he was explicit. He said that she may not eat mezainis for 30 days, for 20 days, for 10 days. Okay? Meaning that he put a time limit on it when he made the nether. That's where we'll say ma'amid parnas of up to 30 days. Aval bistam yoytzi la'alter v'yitin ksuba. However, if he just made a blanket nether saying my wife is usher to have mezainis for me, you are usher to have anah for me, period. Then he has to be Yotzi La'alter. Then we're not even Ma'amid Parnas 30 days. Shmuel Amar, Afilu Bistam, Lo Yotzi. Shmuel says it doesn't make a difference. Even if you say it, we're going to give you the 30 days window of where you're Ma'amid with a Parnas. Okay? And then you have to be Yotzi if the nether still remains in effect. Shem, why? Because Shema Yimtza Pesach L'Nidrei. It could be, Nidarim could be undone afterwards, right? Meaning he can go to a chacham, and they can go to him, and they can say, based on certain circumstances, we can be paka the neder, and it can take effect retroactively, meaning as if the neder was never there, and therefore, for up to 30 days, we'll be ma'amid parnas. Frek de Gemara, why did we have to bring this machlekes over here? Va'ha iflegu ba bei chadazim. No, we already had this machlekes Rav and Shmuel, when the husband is madir, his wife, right, Asher's his wife, on certain things, we said before when it came to Tashmish 1 week or 2 weeks as Machlekes Beis Shammai Beis Hillel, that was the mission we had back on the Iflugul Chadazim, no? Ditnan, on Daf Samach Aleph, Hamadras Ishtai, Mitashish Hamita. If a man is Madras wife, Asher's her and Tashmish Hamita, Beis Shammai Omrim Shtesha, Basher Beis Hillel, Omrim Shabbat Acha. So the question was, how long does he have before he has to divorce her? Okay, same thing. Shemi Pesach Nidrei, and we had the machlekes over there. Rav machlekes b'mefarish. The whole machlekes is only if he said for up to a week, according to Beis Hillel, or up to 2 weeks, according to Beis Shammai. However, Aval Bistam Yoytzi La'alter V'Yitein Ksuba V'Shmuel Amar Afilu Bistam Nami Lo Yoytzer and Lo Yoytzer. That Shmuel said even Bistam Shemi Yimtza Pesach Nidrei. So again, the Gemara is asking, why do you need this? Same thing. Okay. Any situation where we said there's a curing period, Rav would hold that there's a certain amount of time that the husband's allowed to keep her, and then afterwards he divorces her. Rav says that's only if the nether was made for that specific time period. But if he made a nether day one, he made a nether and it was blanket, it covered unlimited time, then automatically Yetzi V'Yitain immediately. And Shmuel says that no, because of this whole idea, Shemayim Tzapezach Nidre. So why do I need to have this, why did the Gemara feel it necessary to own this Machlokes Rav and Shmuel twice? The Mishnah is twice. Why do we have to have them? Why do we have to have machlokes twice? And where's this tricha? I need it. Imar bahi. And this is a copy of the Gemara over there when we brought it on Samach Aleph. It also said the same thing, right? We're going to have it here and went through the same thing. So what is the difference between mizoynos and tashmish? Okay, that we felt it necessary to learn to teach us machlokes Rav and Shmuel both by tashmish and by mizoynos. Tricha di imar bahi. If we only had it by tashmish, by he kama Rav mishum delay after beparnas. Well, maybe Rav would hold that, you know why you have to divorce her by Tashmish immediately if you made it for an unlimited period of time, because you can't, there's no concept of Maimed Parnas, right? You can't have somebody stand in and provide Tashmish to your wife. However, Aval Baha, when it comes to Mizainas, the Efshir Parnas, that you could have somebody stand in and do it. So then, like we explained, right? We said Kol Hazam Layafsid, right? We said yesterday. So there is a way to get her Mizainas, but there is no way to get her tashmish, so maybe Baha, maybe over here Rav would agree. Maybe Rav would agree that even if you made it and you said that, even if the husband said that the wife is going to be usher and did not put for a specific period of time, that we go ahead and say that he should be maimed parnas for 30 days and he doesn't have to be mitzvah immediately. Baha, and if we only had it over here, okay, by Mizainas, Baha Karmar Shmuel Misham Davshir Bafarnas, so the same Svara just in reverse. Then maybe only over here did Shmuel say that if you make the neder, if a man makes the neder on his wife for an unlimited period of time, that's where you can be Maimed Parnas. Abu Bahi, when it comes to Tashmish, where there is no, you can't get her what she needs, you can't get her the Tashmish any which way, that you'd have to divorce her immediately, Tricha. Okay, and their shitas would remain in effect no matter if it's mizaynus or if it is tashmish. Okay, now, Tanan. Now, really, we're going to open up exploring the second case of our Mishnah. So, the first case of our Mishnah was, and we're going to ask a question, and we're going to answer the question based on what we just said in Rav and Shmuel, but we're really going to open it up for discussion, meaning we have to understand. And what is that? That the first case of the Mishnah, it said, Hamadr sishtem ilahanas. So we had a period of time, Yamid Parnas. However, when it came to the second case of the Mishnah, what was the second case of the Mishnah? It said, Hamadris, Hamadris ishtoy shaloi titam echon mikol haperis yoytzi v'yiteng suba. That's immediately. So we're going to have to understand what's the difference between, and then the same thing when it came to shaloi tiskoy, shaloi Tiskashet, right? Then when it came to Tiskashet and eating Peiros, so wearing perfume and eating Peiros, we said he has to divorce her immediately, as opposed to Mizainas, the first case of the Mishnah, we said, Ad Lamin Yom Yamid Parnas. So now, how are we going to open that up? In the frame of within this Machlekes Rav and Shmuel, how are they going to understand this? Tanan, Hamadris Ishtoy Shaloi Titaim Echon Mikol HaPeiros. And by the way, Tosfos here says this whole thing of Madir is, he a guy makes... The understanding at this point is that the guy makes a nether that his wife cannot, or asers one of a specific fruit on his wife, right? That she cannot have anah from this specific fruit. And Tosfos over here says it's only one specific fruit. However, if he would say from all fruits, you can't have anah from any fruits, that is, then the nether would not be chal at all, because we say that is a nether she'ef shel lekayim. Nobody can withstand that nether. And just like if somebody made a nether that they would never sleep, that is impossible to never sleep, therefore the nether is not chal at all, okay? So too over here, it's specifically on one fruit. Okay, you have to give a ksuba immediately. Yoytzi, you have to divorce her immediately, v'yiteng ksuba. Now, bishlomo l'rav. So again, we're trying to understand, why is it in the first case we had ma'amid parnas, and why is it in the second case where we ossered her on eating a fruit, a specific fruit, that we said that she has to be yaitzi immediately. So bishlam al rav, it makes a lot of sense. Kimuvan, kan bistam, kan b'mefarish. Okay, so over here, when he ossered her on a fruit, it was bistam. And therefore, he didn't put a specific amount of time. And what does Rav say? This whole thing that we're going to be maimed parnas for 30 days. So really, the cases are exactly the same. What's the only difference between the Reisha and the Seva? In the case of Mizainas, he said up to 30 days. He made that in the nether for a specific period of time. Here, it was an unlimited period of time. There was no specified time period. And therefore, like Rav holds l'shitasai, that if there's no specified time period, you have to be yaitzi immediately. El l'shmuel kasha, according to Shmuel, what's the difference between the reisha and the seifa? Makes no, right? Why in the reisha, when he made a neder to asra mezainos, do we say maimed parnas for 30 days? And why in the seifa, in the next case of where he asers her on a fruit, we say that it's going, he has to be yaitzi immediately. So the Gemara says, hacha mayaskinan, kigain shenadra hi v'kayim lo ihu. That the case in our Mishnah is not like it reads, that he made a neder to aser her from eating a certain fruit. It's rather, she made the neder. She said, I will not eat watermelon, okay? And what did he do? He was mekayim the neder, okay? Which is, Rashi says that he is mekayim the neder, mekayim the neder over here, that he... that he was either mekayim it or he was quiet. Okay? So what's the difference? So kagan shenadra hi, v'kayim lo ihu. V'kasava rameir, stam mishnah is rameir. So keep this in mind. We're going to play with a lot of shitas now. So stam mishnah is rameir. Rameir, and rameir holds, hu noisein etzba bein shinau. Okay? That he essentially stuck his fingers between her teeth. Right? He got bitten. He has to be yaitzi, right? It's metaphorical. He got bitten, okay, because he needs to be yaitzi her, and it's his fault. That's a way of saying it's his fault. Why? Because he had an opportunity to be made for the nether, and he didn't. So therefore, when a woman makes a nether, asking herself on something, and the husband had an opportunity to be made for the nether and wasn't, and as a result of that nether, they have to get divorced. Whose fault is it? Is it hers for making the nether or his for being mekayim the nether?
What's the timeline of being made for a nether?
So you have one day. B'yam shamay isha yafer asar. The pasuk says you have one day. Okay, so you have one day. Whatever the time period is, okay, but it is one day. So iu, right? So if a kasav rameir, who knows in esbam shinea. So when the woman makes a nether and he fails to annul to be made for the nether, it's his fault. Okay, v'sav rameir, okay, and therefore what? And therefore, what happened over here? So again, over here, since it's his fault, he has to be yaitzi immediately, eating suba. Okay? And that's why, according to Shmuel, that's why he has to, it's his fault. And therefore, again, Rashi points this out. What was the svara of Shmuel to say? Again, we're going to cheat the Shmuel. Shmuel holds that it makes no difference if you're mefarish or stam, even if you have made it for an unlimited period of time. Normally, Shmuel holds, will give you up to 30 days, but that's where you make the nether. If the Baal makes the nether, then what's the svara? Shema yimtza pesach lenidra. He could get out of the nether. He could essentially annul the nether. But when he is mekayim her nether, it's not possible anymore to find the Pesach for the nether. The nether cannot be undone anymore, and therefore, at the point at which the nether can't be undone, yaitzi v'yiteng suba. Okay? So that's the din when he does it, right? Rashi says, Shenadra hiu ma yeshul hamtin, aval hecha da adra ihu, ki goy milahonus la yamtin shem yimtza Pesach l'nidrei. Okay, but over here, umay yeshul oid lahamtin, right? What's the point in waiting once she makes the nether to ask herself on fruit and he fails to be made for it? He essentially is mekayim the nether. E nicha la ledida la mishkol ksubaso mepik lo tevakesh pesach nidra. Okay?
What is so fundamentally wrong with this nether that they can't stay married?
She can live without a specific...
The Gemara is going to ask that. The Gemara is going to address that. Okay? Well, let's first get through the Shita. So now, again, according to Shmuel, we're going in Shitas from Meir. Meir holds that when he's mekayim the nether, when he's mekayim neder, it's his fault. If it's his fault, and there's no longer a possibility of yimtza pesach l'nidra, right? Okay, so therefore, he's got to divorce her immediately, and that's the safest case. So frek de gemara v'sav rameir hu noisein etzba ben shinea. Does rameir hold that when a neder is made, and she makes the neder, and he fails to be made for it, he is mekayim the neder, that it's his fault? Hu noisein etzba ben shinea v'hatanya isha shenadra ben nazir. Let's say a woman makes a neder nazira, so she's going to be a nazira, v'shama ba'la v'lay hafer la, and the husband hears a nether, and he's not made for the nether. Ramei of Reb Yehuda Eimrim, he nasna etzba ben shinea. Okay, so we see it's her fault, not his fault. Ramei holds it's her fault. And lefi chachem ratza abal lahafer yafer. Vim amar I efshi be'ishin adranis. Okay, and if he says, I'm not interested in a woman who starts making nedarim. Okay? Angry woman. I'm not interested in a woman who starts making, who gets to the passionate to the point at which she's an adranis. She's making nedarim. Teitzei shalei b'ksuva. Rabbi Yisi, Rabbi Lazar, Aymer, who knows saying espa ben shinau? So we have a machlekes of zugim. Ramei, Rabbi Huda say, her fault. Anytime he fails to be made for the neder, her fault. And Rabbi Yisi, Rabbi Lazar hold his fault. You just said, our mishnas are mayor. Rameyer holds, it's his fault. It doesn't work. So the Gemara answers, Epoch, Epoch. No problem. We can just switch that price around by Nazir. Rameyer, Rabbi Yehuda, Eimrim, who noisein? Okay? And that now aligns with our understanding of our mission over here. It's who noisein, his fault. Since it's his fault, he wasn't Mekayim the Nether. He has to be Tetzei here immediately when she makes a Nether on to asser herself on a fruit, and he is Mekayim the Nether. Rabbi Yisi, Rabbi Elazar, Aymrim, he nasna. Okay, the problem with switching it around, says the Gemara now, that means you're assuming you just went ahead and boxed Rabbi Yisi and Rabbi Elazar into saying he nasna. Problem is, Vesavar Rabbi Yisi, he nasna. Really, you're telling me Rabbi Yisi holds that it's her fault? Well, let's look at the next case in the Mishnah. Bahatnan, this is the case of Tiskashet, right? What did Rabbi Yisi weigh in and said, Banias Shalines on Kitzva. Okay, if, again, now you're saying, how are we understanding the Mishnah? The Mishnah is, she made a nether not to put on perfume anymore. He was Mekayim, or failed to be made for the nether. So you're saying now, according to Rabbi Yisi, the way you were just apochet, that it's going to be her fault. Okay? And yet, what did we say? We said, her fault, kitzva. We see the Baal has to be Yaitzi v'Yitain immediately. Well, if it's, we said that the only time the Baal has to be Yaitzi immediately is if it's his fault. That's why he has to be Yaitzi v'Yitain ksuba, or specifically, why he has to give the ksuba. Why does he have to give the ksuba? Because it's his fault. Let's say that more correctly, okay? So I basically clearly waited and said, the point is that there's a case which he has to be mitzi immediately. Okay, so we see it must be that in this situation, Rabbi Yisi must hold that his fault, because he has to be yiteng suba. Ema, so that you have to say like this. Okay, well, there's four shitas. Ema, no problem. Ema, rameh, Rabbi Yisi, aimrim, hu naisein. Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Lazar, aimrim, hi nasna. Okay, so we're mixing around all the shitas, and we're switching it around. Okay, because Rabbi Yisi and rameh both hold hu naisein, his fault. Frekta Gemara, well, then I got a problem because Rabbi Yehuda, the suffer Rabbi Yehuda, he nasna, it's her fault. Vahatanan, Rabbi Yehuda, Imer Bisrael, Yoim Echad, Ye Kayem. Okay, that, again, that's another case. He says Bisrael, right? We said Bisrael, Yoim Echad, Ye Kayem. That was in regards to, again, the Kishot over here. Sorry, that was in regards to the Paris. It said, right, in our Mishnah, it said, Shalitim Echad, Mekal Paris, Yoitzi, Vitink Suva, Rabbi Yehuda, Imer Bisrael, Yoim Echad, Ye Kayem, Shnaim, Yoitzi. Okay, but the point is, he has to be Mitzi her after one day. Basically, immediately. So, why does he have to mitzi and give the ksuba? Must be it's his fault. So, must be he holds hu naisein. So, when I had a four, so far three out of the four, Rameyer, Rabbi Yisi, Rabbi Yehuda all have to hold hu naisein. Any which way you mix them around. So, how do you have a machlikas of zugis of pairs? So, the Gemara answers, Ema, you're right. It's three against one. Once we're changing things, Ema, Rameyer, Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yisi, Aimrim, hu naisein, Rabbi Lazar, Aimer, hi nasna. Okay, and we quoted the Bryce, so we misquoted it wrong. And really, three of the four Shitas hold hu naisin, his fault. There's only one Shita, and that is Rabbi Lazar who holds hi nasna. Okay, that's one way of answering the Bryce. Tim Salimar, Zugi Zugi Katani. And if you want to tell me that, no, Itaka, when we have the four, okay, that part, we can't mess with the Bryce that much. And there has to be a machlik, it's two Shitas on one side, two Shitas on the other side. You can't switch it and say three hold hu naisin and one holds hinasna. So you have to say, Ema, Rabbi Meir, Rabbi Lazar, Aimrim, hinasna. We can go back to the way it was originally. Really, we don't have to mess the brisa up at all. We don't have to change it around at all. We don't have to be apach anything. Ema, Rabbi Meir, Rabbi Lazar, Aimrim, hinasna. It's her fault. Again, anytime she makes a nether and he fails to be made for the nether, it's her fault. Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yisi, Aimrim, hu naisein. Aye, what's your whole thing? Our Mishnah? No problem. V'hastama delay kremeir. You went with the assumption that our Mishnah is stam kremeir. Our Mishnah is not remeir. But all the answers we said are true. You want to know, according to Shmuel, according to Rav, what's the difference between the Reisha, what we give her, Mamet Parnas, and the Seifa? It's because, again, we're sticking with this, that in the Reisha, he made the nether. So there's a possibility of Yimtza Pesach. In the Seifa, she made the nether. He was just Mekayim, or failed to annul the nether. Okay? And therefore, according to Shmuel, even though when we said there's an unlimited amount of time, even if when it's an unlimited amount of time, we'll be Mamet Parnas. Okay, according to Rav, you don't have to say that. According to Rav, you just say that it's a straight-up nether. In the Reisha, it's because you were mafarish, you put a time period on it, and therefore, and therefore you can be maimed parnas. In the seifa, there was no time period, and therefore the din is any nether, even if he made the nether, that she can't eat fruit, he can go ahead and annul the nether. According to Shmuel, where we said it makes no difference if it's mefarish or stam, the Reisha is talking about a case. The Reisha is talking about a case where he made the nether, Shemi Yitzel Pesach, and the Seifa, okay, the two cases in the Seifa are talking about cases where she made the nether and he just failed to annul them. Okay.
Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Yosef say that Stavish is not like Rabbi Meir. Isn't that a rule across the board?
No, unless you can tell me otherwise. Stavish, when we say Stavish or Meir, it doesn't mean like it's automatic, unless that is the general assumption, standard assumption that we have, and that was the assumption the Gemara took at the beginning, but if you're going to run into too many problems with the Brisa, we'll have to come off of that. It's an assumption. It doesn't, yeah. Okay, next. Visavar Reb Yesi, Bani Yishalas Kitzvah. So let's address the question. Bani Yishalas and Kitzvah, Alma, Baal, Matzi, Mefer. How can the Baal be Mefer? Okay, and really we're going to address this question in the second. Okay, so I want to go back. I said we're going to address it later. The Gemara is going to address it in the Seifa later. You asked the following question I was asked here. Why, when he makes a nether in regards to fruit, okay, a specific, she made the nether in regards to fruit, and he's Mekayim the nether, the way we learned it according to Shmuel, why does he have to be Mitzi? So she won't eat that fruit for the rest of her life. And the answer is that any nether where she is afflicting herself, Dvarim Sheyesh Bahem Inui, where she is essentially restricting herself, it's going to put her in a bad mood, eventually. And the husband could basically say, I'm not interested. That's not conducive to domestic harmony. Okay, so that's the general assumption, that anytime she makes a nether, and we're going to, right after Ksubas, you know what Masechta comes next? Nidarim, we're going to have a lot of fun. Not as much fun as we had in Yibamas, but we're going to have a lot of fun. Okay, and therefore, you're getting nervous when I say fun. Okay, so anyways, when she restricts herself from something, so then that is something that affects the marriage. When something that affects the marriage, then we say Yetzivi Yiting Ksuba. Okay, now we're going to address, here's the question. When, let's say the woman goes ahead and the third case, what's the third case? Again, very similar to the second case, except it's not about eating fruit. It's about that she makes a nether, she's not going to wear perfume, and he fails to be Mekayim it. Okay, so Rabbi Yosi said, Ba'anias, Shalinas, and Kitzvah. Right, that for how long can she not wear? So he says, Ba'anias, if it's an unlimited period of time, then she can't go without perfume forever. And even though she is an ania, and she doesn't necessarily have to always wear perfume, but to restrict her from ever wearing perfume, that would be a reason to divorce her. Tetzev eating suba. And Vashiris, when we talk about a rich lady, shleishim yom, that's 30 days. So now the question is like this. According to Rabbi Yosi, Rabbi Yosi, Baniya Shalinas and Kitzvah, Alma, Baal Matzi Mefer. So we see the Baal had the opportunity to be Mefer, meaning like this. The way we explained our Mishnah according to Shmuel was, she made the nether, and he failed to be Mefer, and therefore, he has to be Mitzi. Because if it wasn't that case, according to Shmuel, where it doesn't matter if it's Mefarish or Stam, you'd have to wait. You wouldn't say Tetzi immediately. Okay, so we established that the case of the Mishnah is that the Baal could have been Mefer, but wasn't. So now we're going to ask that question. Really? Could the Baal have been Mefer when she made a nether to not be Kisha, to not wear perfume? So the suffer basically by Nishonis and Kitzvah Alma Baal Matzi Mefer. He could have been Mefer. Veraminu, 1 second. Elu Dvarim Sha Baal Mefer, Dvarim Shigesh Bahem Inu Nefesh. So if there's something where she's restricting herself from something, the way we explained it was she's going to be in a bad mood, it's going to affect the marriage, so then the Baal can be Mefer. Okay, but im erchatz, im leyerchatz, im eskashet, im leyeskashet, amar Reb Yosi. By the way, Reb Yosi argues. He says, these eskashet, wearing perfume, is not in the category of things that are inoy nefesh. Okay, yeah, I understand eating, right? Okay. Amar Reb Yosi, ein elu nidre inoy nefesh, ve'elu hein nidre inoy nefesh, shaloi eichel basar, v'shaloi eshta yayin. Right, it's foods. I restrict myself from certain foods. That's an inoy nefesh. Or, v'shaloi eskashet, v'bigdei tzivoinim. Okay, so that is that she's not going to wear big day tzivayim. So Rashi says that's a genai ubizayin hula, misgana alav, because she's not going to wear nice clothing. Okay, so that is nageya to him. Okay, so again, the question is, according to Rabbi Yosi, how can you said that what's the case of the Mishnah, the way we explained it according to Shmuel was that she made the neder, he could have been Mefer but failed to, and therefore he has to divorce her immediately. Yosi v'yitin ksuba. Again, he's required to give a ksuba. But for, according to Rabbi Yosi, this is not something that was Meferable. Not every neder is Meferable. It's only things that will affect him or affect the marriage or whatever. But the point is that they have this category of Inu Nefesh. Rabbi Yossi holds that this is not in the category of Inu Nefesh, Niskashe. I Achila, yes. Niskashe, no. Okay, he argues on the Tanakama. So how could we go ahead and explain, according to Rabbi Yossi, that he could have been Mefer and wasn't, therefore he has to be Taisi. So the Gemara answers, Hachav Mayaskinan, B'dvarim Shebeinoi Lebeina. When we say Iskashet, okay, it doesn't mean perfume, the way we understood it. However, it's things that are Beinoi Lebeina, meaning things that directly affect the marriage and affect him. And Rashi says, what are we talking about? Sam Hamesher Sasar. So that there was a certain depilatory or some sort of poison, something that would remove a poison, a cream, or something that would remove her hair, okay, in her makam erva, okay, and therefore, so it does affect their ability to have tashmish, and therefore it's considered dvarim shebeinoi lebeina. Now the Gemara says, well, one second, really, dvarim shebeinoi lebeina, he could be mefer. Hanich elamandamar dvarim shebeinoi lebeina habal mefer elamandamar in habal mefer ma'ikol lemeimar. Okay, now Tosfos says it's not really true. Everybody holds if it's dvarim shebeinoi lebeina, you have to say whether it's talking about bein la'atzmei bein la'achir. But the point is, the way we understand it, you should just know that when we say that there's a man number who holds dvarim shebeinoi lebeina, you can't be mefer, it's not really as literally. Right? Tosfos changes the gears a little bit because there's a pasuk in the Torah that says that bein ish le'ishtai, bein av l'bita, bein rabbi sabiyah, right? Bein dvarim shebein ish le'ishtai, certain things that are bein ish le'ishtai, certainly the baal can be mefer. So, and that's a brisa, and that's a pasuk, and nobody argues on it. So Tosfos says, again, like we said, we're talking about this difference between mefer for him or mefer for others as well. But either way, right? So why? Because that the Baal can't be Mefer, right? That in a Baal Mefer, Shalei Matzino, in other words, you can live with this problem. That it's the mashal is that a fox is not going to die in the dirt that he dug out of the pit himself. He knows where he's been, and he knows how to deal with that. So too with his wife, he knows how to have tashmish, and this is not a restriction of dvarim shebeinoi lebeina. Okay, so either way, so what's the case? So elahachol mayaskinan kigain de talinu likishutea betashmish. So what's our case? Again, it can't be dvarim shebeinoi lebeina creates a problem. So what is the understanding over here when we talk about kishut? When we're talking about her using kishuteha, right? What is the situation where he could have been Mayfair. So, Kedilinu lekishutea betashmish hamita da amra. What did she say? She said, yes, ar hanos tashmish alai im es kashet. Okay, that really, what are we talking about? She, tashmish hamita is something that does affect them. And she said that, yes, sir, hanos tashmish alai im es kashet. If I wear jewelry, if I wear perfume, if I wear perfume, then I'm going to be Aser and Tashmish. Okay, and therefore now it is Dvarim Shebeinoi, according to everybody. That is something that will definitely affect him. That whole question of will this affect him, the Sam HaMesher is Asar, because is this something that will affect him? We said, no, that the Sholim, right, according to one man, Amar, Shal Shemes Ba'af, and Sholim Asinu Shal Shemes Ba'af Repair. But when it comes to Tashmish itself, that is something that definitely is going to affect him. Kedama Rav Kahana, Dama Rav Kahana, Rav Kahana says, Hanos Tashmisha Alecha, that let's say a woman asers Hanos Tashmish on her husband, so then, kaifa umisham shalsoi. Okay, that he, the husband, can force her to be mishamish. Now, the Achronim asked a question over here. Rabbanan asked, what we have the Gemara in Erevin and in the Dharma, we'll address this as well. It's one of the Teisha Midas, but the Gemara in Erevin says that a man cannot force his wife to have tashmish. So what does this mean, kaifa umisham shalsoi? So I think it means just ein tzarech lahafir, that he doesn't have to be mefer. Not that he's forcing her, meaning let's assume she decides, she made a neder in regards to tashmish. And so we said that the husband can be kaifu misham shasai, that let's say she goes back on her neder, right? She's no longer really interested in the neder. So the point is that the husband, he does not have to be mefer her at all. And it's lav dafka kaifa. Okay? It means that he would be able to be misham shasai. Hanas tashmisha halecha, yafer. However,
because her neder never took effect.
Huh?
Is that because her neder never took effect?
So her nether never took effect. Correct. Ain't sarach lahafer because her nether never took effect, because that's things that she can't She can't make a neder on things that are built in rights that within the marriage that are going to affect him. Hanas tashmishach alai. The hana of your tashmish would be usur on me. So now she is making in regards to herself. The result is the same, but in herself. Yafer. Why? Okay, because we cannot give somebody to eat something that's usur to them. Okay, so again, we see here that there is a way for her to affect, to make a nether in regards to Tashmish, if she says it in this lashon. And therefore, since she tied this, saying that if I wear perfume, then the Tashmish will be usur. So that's why it is something that is beinoy levena. It is something that definitely he can be mefer. And that's what we're talking about over here. Okay, so the Gemara says, v'loy tiskashet v'loy ta'asar. Well, you just made them tali zebizet. So why don't we say that she shouldn't be tiskashet? In other words, if your way of saying the nether, she made a nether that will affect him, how? She says, if I'm miskashet, then it'll be asur in tashmish. Well, I got an idea. Why can he be made for the nether? Just let her not be in miskashet. That's not a problem. So the Gemara says, no, that is a problem. Imkein karola menuveles. Okay, she will be a menuveles. Frek the Gemara, vitiskashet, viteyasur. Okay, frek the Gemara, why did the Mishnah say that moitzi miyad, moitzi v'yitein k'suba miyad? Why don't we say vitiskashet, right? She will be niskashet, she'll put on her perfume. Now, what's going to happen as a result of that, since she tied it to tashmish, she'll be aser in tashmish, viteyasur loy, and ila beishamesh teishabasur ila beishil shabbos achas. We had a zman that we said a period of time that it's going to be aser. Gemara says, that's hanimili. Again, this now we're coming back full circle. That's the difference. When did we give them time? According to Shmuel, when did we give them time? A week, 2 weeks. When did we give them time? That is when he made the nether. Hani bili hecha da adra ihu. Why? Now we're going to go into the psychology of it. When he made the nether, adra ihu disavra mirsach rasa chiluya, he made a nether that he's not going to have tashmish with her for a week or 2 weeks. Over here, who made the nether? She made the nether. Now, when he makes the nether for a week or 2 weeks, you know what happened? He snapped. He got upset. He flew off his lid. And she thinks, okay, he got upset. I know how it goes. A few days later, he'll be fine. Okay, v'hashda moisiv daite. Okay, and now, after a week, according to Beis Hillel, after 2 weeks, don't worry. Meaning, we're not saying it's going to be usher. All he did was he flipped. Avo hacha dinadra ihi v'shasik la. What happened over here? She made the neder. He said, "Okay, no problem." Okay, that's a lot more serious than a guy getting upset. Okay, no problem. And therefore, Savra mi de'ishtik misana hu desanila, misna hu desanili, that she's now going to think because he was quiet, essentially he wasn't made for the nether when he had the opportunity, that's a lot worse than him making a nether in a moment of anger. And therefore, that's why it's going to require a yoytzi v'yitein k'suba immediately. Now, in this last case, Rabbi Yisrael Baniya Shalonis Nasan Kitzvah, that when does the nether have to be undone? It's Baniya Shaloi Nasan Kitzvah. When we're talking about a woman who is poor, only if the nether was made for an unlimited amount of time, the Kama Kitzvah, when we said Shalonis and Kitzvah, how long would be considered Kitzvah? Is it unlimited? Really unlimited? Amar Rabbi Yisrael Shmuel, Yod Beis Chaydesh, what we mean is a year. Rabba Baruch Hana, Amar Rabbi Yechanan Eser, Shanim, it's up to 10 years. Okay, so as long as he stayed within 10 years, then we'll say he gave a time period, and then he doesn't have to be Yotzir. Rav Chista Amar Avimi, Regel. It's only one Regel. Shekem B'nei Sisho, Miskash Tais B'Regel. Because they wear perfume when it comes to Yontif time, and therefore it's one Yontif. Uva Ashir Islamid Yoim. A rich lady, we say up to 30 days. Maishna Lamid Yoim. Amar Abaya, why 30 days? Shekem Isha Chashuva, Nenes Meriach Kishutel, Lamid Yoim. Okay, the perfume, she would still have enough from it for up to 30 days. Let's make a Haskalah on the next Mishnah very quickly. Amadir, Zakta Mishnah, Amadir, Ishta Shleitel Chlebes Avia. A man makes a nether, meaning asers his wife, says, you may not go to your father's house. Bizman shehu imam be'ir. So as long as he's with her in the city, chodesh echad yikayim shnayim yoytzi v'yiteng suba. Okay, then you get 1 month. We'll say she can withstand 1 month. Bizman shehu be'ir acheres, regal echad yikayim shloisha yoytzi v'yiteng suba. Okay, if her father is in the city, so then you could only restrict her from going to her father's house for 30 days. However, if her father is in another city, then we say regel echad yikayim shloisha yetzi v'yitein k'suba. What's interesting is we said 3 months. Now, what happens during month 2? Well, we'll address it. Hamadris ishtei shalei telech lebeis ha'avel. a man tells his wife she may not go to a Beis HaAvel, a Beis HaMishta, or a wedding, Yetzi v'yitin ksuba, ipnei shenal b'faneha. Okay, because he is shutting the door in front of her. We'll have to explain what this means, and we'll have to really explain. I understand why a man restricting his wife from going to a chasana could be very problematic, and why Beis HaAvel is problematic. Vimhaya tayin mishem davar acher rishai. Right? If he gives a plausible reason why he doesn't want her to go to these places, then it would be okay. Again, the Gemara is going to explain all these cases. He says to her that you must tell so and so what you told me, or I Masha Amarti Lach, or you must tell so and so what I told you. Must repeat it over. Okay, again, the Gemara is going to explain all these cases. Mimalo ma'ara la'ashpa. She's filling and emptying into the garbage. Yetziv yiting suba. Like I said, all these things in the Mishnah. So let's just address the first case of the Mishnah now. Okay, so we said that hamadir isha shleitech lebeis avia. When her father is with her in the city, the husband asers her to visit her father 30 days. When he can ask her for up to 30 days. More than that, he has to be a tibini kusuba. If her father is not in the city, then we said 1 month yikayim, 3 months, send her out. Correct the maragu vakasha. Amrit regalachad yikayim, hashnayim yoytzivi yitin kusuba. It sounds like yikayim is only one. Ema seifa shloish yoytzivi yitin kusuba, hashnayim yikayim. So the Gemara says, Amar Abaya, Seifa Asam Le Kehenes Rabbi Yehuda. The Seifa is really Shitas Rabbi Yehuda, and that is talking about a Kehenes, right, which says that a Yisrael, it's 1 month, but a Kehenes, because you can be Machzer, but you can't be Machzer, by a Kehenes where we're concerned that he can't be Machzer, so we're going to say that the Neder can be Chal up to 2 months. Okay, and that is, again, so it's really... Yeah, so it's really only, right, it was Manshe, Hu Beir Acheres, Regal Echad Yikayim, Shloshe Gitim Yikim Ksuba, that is only in Shitas Rabbi Yehuda. Now, Amar, Rabba Bar Ula, Amar Loikasha, then he says no. The Reisha and the Seifa really are discussing, it sounds like two different cases. The Reisha is discussing her father's with her, and the Seifa is not. By you making the Seifa only Rabbi Yehuda, it's very strange. You're changing the case, but you're saying that that's Rabbi Yehuda. So Rabbi Yehuda is coming to be Dan. So now you have to figure out what Rabbi Yehuda would hold in the first case and what Tanakhama would hold in the second case. They would have to maintain, why did you change the case of saying her father's with her or not? Really, that's completely irrelevant. That would have no difference here. According to the way we just explained it, it would only be a difference between Tanakhama and Rabbi Yehuda. So therefore, Rabbi Ula answers different. He said a different answer. It depends on the situation. Kan b'redufa, kan b'she'ena redufa. Okay, so if what does Redufa mean? Does she run back home? Okay, if she normally would go back every regel, right? Rashi says, "Kam be Redufa leilech lebeis avia tamid." Then shnayim yetsi sheini Redufa shnayim yikayim. It depends. How often does she normally go visit? If she goes to visit her parents all the time, then we'll say that after 1 month he has to divorce her. But if she anyways doesn't go that often, then we'll give her up to 2 months, and that's the difference between the cases. Now, Zakta Gemara oz okay, that leaves a window in the second case, Mizman Shehu Ba'ir Acheres, whether it's 1 month or 2 months. Okay, now, the pasuk is Az Hayisi Be'enav Kimaitse Shalom. So now we're just going to darshan these psukim in regards to Redufa Lelech or not. Amar Rav Yechanan, Kikala Shenimtsa Shleim Eves Chamiya. That what is the pasuk referring to when we said this idea of a woman running back home? So a woman running back home, just so we know, there could be two reasons why a woman runs back home. Either she's not happy, or she's really happy. She's so excited with her marriage that she goes back to tell her parents how excited she is. So, now we're just going to darshan these psukim. Lasala hayisi be'ein of kimaitse shalom, ulahagit shvacha bebe, amar rav yechanan, kikala shenimtsa shleima bebeis chamiya, that we're talking about a happy report. Sending back a happy report that Kala is Shleima Beis Chamiya. She's happy. Beis Chamiya refers to her husband's house. Redufa Leilech LaHaget Shvach Beis Chamiya, and she's excited to run home to say how happy she is in her marriage. Or the next pasuk, V'haya Be'yom Ahu Nu Hashem Tikrei Ishi V'loi Tikrei Li Oid Baili. What does this mean that you call Tikrei Ishi? You'll be called my husband and not Baili. Am Rabbi Yechon Kikala Beis Chamiya. Okay, meaning that is a Kala Beis Chamiya is more comfortable with her husband, but like a Kala Beis Chamiya. Okay. Beis Avia is her father's house. Yeah. Meaning, base when we say Kikalu Beis Avia, that refers to an unhappy marriage. Why is she Beis Avia? Okay? If she's happy in her marriage. So we say that we're going to call her Ishi, Tikri Ishi, happy marriage, Veloi Tikri Bali. What's the difference? Kakalu Beis Chamia, Tikri Ishi, that she's more comfortable being with her husband, Veloi Kakalu Beis Avia, that wants to run to her father's house because she's not happy in her marriage. Okay, so again, these two psukim, this idea of Redufa Lelech or not. Again, the Mishnah said, I wasn't as clear, so I'll just repeat that. The Mishnah said, Submish the first case and the second case. The first case, that's clear, okay? That Bizman Shehu Ima, so if he's in the city, it's automatically assumed that they're constantly visiting or not. Second month, you can't. In regards to the Seifa case, where the father is not, her father is not with her in the city, then we said, Chodesh Echad Yekayim, Shlesha Yoitzi, what about Mother Matur? That's what we said, depends. According to the first way of answering, we said that's Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda would say it's really 2 months. Okay, and according to the second way of answering, we said it depends on the situation. Month two will depend. If she frequently, she's redufa lelech, she frequently goes to visit her father, even though they're in a different city, then restricting it by 1 month, that's already putting her out too much, and therefore you have to be. But there is a situation where if she's not normally going back so often, that we would say that even for 2 months, you wouldn't have to be mitzi until month number 3.